The Henry Morgan Show? From Hollywood, Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp stick injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you the Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you very much. I have some interesting news for the people listening to this show. Kind of confidential, but as a public service, I made a personal survey of conditions around, talked to people, went to stores and lots of places, and I found out something I think you all ought to know. Prices are pretty high. Not all prices are high. Only the prices of things that are for sale. Yesterday, I went to a furniture store here in Hollywood to buy an easy chair, and the fellow told me how much it cost, and I handed him the money. He looked at the money, and he chuckled, and he said, "Curious thing, that was exactly the amount he paid for the store." But there is a cheerful note. Some reliable authorities and presidential candidates assure us that prices will shortly go down on a big scale. So if anyone wants to buy a big scale, I thank you. Of course, there is a logical reason for higher prices, higher profits. But that isn't the whole story. Take a specific item, a dozen eggs. Now costs about $1.10, 9 cents an egg. Well, you know the answer. The chicken who lays that egg for 9 cents used to lay it for four. Is that joke too mathematical? Reminds me of a senator that possibly you've read about in the newspapers. A senator, Antoinette, we'll call him. He said the way to bring food prices down is for people to eat less. And I think he's right, in a way, but he didn't go far enough, because if he's correct, then the way to bring clothing prices down is for everybody to wear less. Now, don't worry about wearing less, because after all, if you're going to eat less, less of you will show. To follow the reasoning here, you could say coffin prices are too high, we ought to die less. Housing prices are too high, we ought to live less. Radio programs cost too much, I ought to talk less. Thanks. So, wait till the air conditioning comes on, then you can really afford. Personally, I think prices are going to keep going up to the point where nobody can buy anything anymore. This should happen in about 20 years. So let's look in on a typical American family on September 24th, 1967.
Anything new at the office today, Henry?
Well, the fellas are talking about going on strike tomorrow, but the boss offered them a raise of $1,000.
Are you taking it?
No, we turned it down.
Well, what do you want?
An egg.
Oh, Henry. How wonderful if you get it. Did you have a good day at the office?
Sensational. Made a lot of sugar today.
Really? How much?
2 lumps. The same joke with the switch on. What do you say, dear? Should we buy a new car with that or put it in the bank?
Oh, Henry, let's go on a vacation.
A vacation? Are you mad? Do you know how much that costs? What do you think I'm made of? Meat? Hello, Maynard. How's my rich friend?
Oh, you know me. I'm filthy with money. My whole family's filthy with money.
How come?
Can't buy soap anyplace.
You come into this sketch cast as a friend?
Anyway, what are you talking about? You've got money to burn.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. Katie?
Yes?
It's getting a little chilly. Will you throw some money on the fire, please? No. Not the $10 bills.
Why not?
They're wet.
Oh, gee, Henry, you're lucky to have a money-burning fireplace.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a look at that paper there. Let's see what the news is.
Oh, before you do that, would you mind handing me the woman's page?
What do you want it for?
I want to make a hat out of Prudence Penny.
Hey, hi, dear. Oh, look at the headline here. It says, some manufacturers group says prices will go down. Funny. Same headline every day now for 20 years. Hey, here's an interesting item.
What's that?
Eccentric beggar had $10 million hidden under an old mattress. Two fellas robbed him today.
Did they take the money?
No, he took the mattress.
Well, I must be going. I've got to get to the jeweler's before he closes.
What for?
I have a little piece of butter here I'm having set into a ring. So long, Henry.
So long, kid. Don't take any nickels. In case you're new, that's the way this program goes. Every three pages is a fine joke.
Prices coming down?
Yes, they may come down to where they used to be. Sharp Schick injector razor is the greatest invention in the history of the world. It feeds me, clothes me, pays my rent. And leaves enough over so I can go to the movies. Yes, the Eversharp Schick injector razor has been like a father to me. And it changes blades automatically, too. Can you say that about your father? Some people think that the Eversharp Schick injector razor is merely the Eversharp Schick injector razor. That's true. But things are not good anywhere right now. Yeah. The Eversharp Schick injector razor is the Eversharp Schick injector razor. But no other razor can make that statement. Yes, it only costs a dollar and a quarter, but it's heaven to me. I'm so fond of that little razor, I sometimes wish I could find a girl razor for it. And then someday, the someday the patter of tiny little blades on the bathroom floor. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Eversharp and their 20 little blades slicing their way through life together. What a picture. Disheartening, isn't it? Ah, yes, Eversharp Chick, I love you for a dollar and a quarter. I got to Hollywood this last Friday, and Saturday morning, on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, I ran into the Jubilair.
Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-wobble. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-wobble. Well, run here round the river, you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was around the name, and on a big six-wheeler, he won his fame. The caller called Casey about a quarter to four, kissed his wife at the kitchen door. Jumped into the cabin with his orders and his hats, and he took the trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones,
well, the mountain to the
cabin.
Casey Jones,
he
had his orders and his hats.
Casey Jones,
oh, where the mountain to the cabin. He took
a little trip to the promised
land. Casey was a good fella. Jump on and his horse in hand. Casey was a good fella. But he took a little trip to the promised land. Well, the caller told Casey, look here, son, I got the money bid on this run. I got the money put on the line. And boy, bring her in to bid on time. She pulled up the fire, said she falls on the road. Burned up, she prayed that you're running out of coal. The wheel turned over, the whistle screamed. Old Casey at the throttle of the old 19.
Well, Casey Jones,
over the mountain to the cabin.
Well, Casey Jones,
he had his orders in his hand.
Hey,
Jones, over the mountain to the cabin.
He took a little trip to the promised land.
And Casey, well, he looked at his water, but his water was low. Looked at his watch, but his watch was slow. Looked at his fireman, and he said, boy, we'll make it, but the boat be dead. When they got within a mile of the place, they looked another locomotive smack in the face. Casey said, big boy, you better jump, or two locomotives are bound to bump.
Casey Jones, Casey Jones. Two locomotives, about two bucks. Two locomotives, about two bucks. Two locomotives, about two bucks. Casey Jones.